Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, September 6th. You'll be interested to know, 29 years ago, today in 1995, Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, played in his 2,131st consecutive game, surpassing Lou Gehrig's record, which had stood for more than 56 years. This remarkable achievement highlighted Ripken's endurance and dedication, cementing his legacy in the sport of baseball. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-high swell with occasional chest-high sets on Friday. The morning will be glassy with light offshore winds, becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. Saturday will feature thigh-to waist-high swell with semi-glassy conditions in the morning and semi-choppy in the afternoon. Sunday will see knee-high swell in the morning, turning semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Monday, it will be knee-to-thigh-high swell with a semi-glassy morning and a semi-choppy afternoon. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean in the morning until 11 at 2 to 4 feet. Then it gets a little choppy midday, but should ease up for a fair sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2.5-foot incoming low tide, when the west swell is 2.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first low tide Friday will be 1 foot at 5 a.m., with a 5-foot high tide just before 11:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 75 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's foggy and feels like 70 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:05, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:27. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early this morning, but it should clear up to reveal mostly sunny skies, with a high near 79 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect more patchy fog after 11, with partly cloudy skies and a low around 73, along with gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning, clearing by 11 a.m., followed by mostly sunny skies and highs near 76 to 80 degrees. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows around 70 to 74 degrees and fog returning late. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, this August marked the 40th anniversary of the McTwist, a groundbreaking trick invented by Encinitas skateboarder Mike McGill in 1984. Known for its inverted aerial and 540-degree rotation, the McTwist is considered one of the most iconic tricks in skateboard history. Mike celebrated at his shop with a new gold label Powell Peralta tribute board and limited edition Vans skate shoes. As a local legend, McGill has also been advocating for more skate parks in Encinitas, emphasizing that skateboarding is a significant part of the community and culture. Cheers to 40 years of the McTwist. Now on to sports. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs edged the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Patrick Mahomes threw for 2 touchdowns and 281 yards, while Lamar Jackson led the Ravens with 267 yards and a rushing touchdown. Despite a late Baltimore push, the Chiefs' defense held strong to secure the win. Tomorrow, the Packers will face the Eagles at Corinthians Arena in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Jordan Love leads Green Bay in their season opener, looking to take on a tough Philadelphia defense, while Jalen Hurts and the Eagles aim to kick off their season on a strong note. Philadelphia enters the game as the favorite, but with injuries in their secondary, Green Bay could capitalize if Love can find his rhythm. In local sports, last night, the Padres faced off against the Tigers in a close game, falling 4-3 at Petco Park. The Tigers broke through with a grand slam by Parker Meadows in the sixth inning, while the Padres' offense was powered by home runs from Jurickson Profar and Xander Bogaerts, but it wasn't enough to clinch the win. The Padres will look to bounce back tonight against the San Francisco Giants, with Mason Black set to take the mound. With Black posting an ERA of 7.45, the Padres' offense has a solid chance to capitalize. Looking ahead to the Chargers, they kick off the season Sunday against the Raiders, hoping to secure a strong start after a rough preseason. In college football, San Diego State gears up for their matchup with Oregon State at Snapdragon Stadium, where the Aztecs are considered underdogs. Meanwhile, USC takes on Utah State in Los Angeles, with the Trojans expected to dominate, given their impressive start to the season. In top news, a new study from Stanford University reveals that aging occurs in two significant bursts, one in our mid-40s and another in our early 60s. This challenges the traditional belief that aging is a gradual process. Molecular changes during these periods can explain sudden signs of aging, like wrinkles, sagging skin, and increased vulnerability to infections. The study analyzed data from blood and other samples of participants aged 25 to 75, showing that many molecular changes occur around ages 44 and 60. Understanding these shifts can help individuals and healthcare professionals prepare for and potentially manage the effects of aging. In business news, investors are feeling anxious as Wall Street prepares for a significant jobs report due today. Inflation has eased since the Federal Reserve began increasing interest rates more than 2 years ago. Now the focus shifts to employment. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell indicated that a rate cut is likely this month, but the extent remains uncertain. Economists predict that employers added 160,000 jobs in August, with the unemployment rate dropping to 4.2%. With mixed stock performances and signs of a cooling job market, uncertainty looms large ahead of this crucial economic data. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $56,700. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $130. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A roughly 1 meter asteroid, which is about 3 feet, burned up in Earth's atmosphere over the Philippines near Luzon Island this week. According to NASA, the impact occurred at 12:39 in the afternoon Eastern Time. The European Space Agency reported that the object, now known as 2024-RD1, was discovered earlier that day. These small asteroids hit Earth approximately every 2 weeks, but they are rarely detected prior to impact. This event marked only the 9th time an asteroid was spotted before entering the atmosphere, creating a spectacular fireball visible to sky gazers. Entertainment news. On Wednesday, federal prosecutors charged a North Carolina musician, Michael Smith, with defrauding streaming services of $10 million through an elaborate scheme involving artificial intelligence. Smith allegedly created hundreds of thousands of fake songs by non-existent bands, then used bots to stream them and collect royalties from platforms like Spotify and Apple Music. The charges include wire fraud and money laundering conspiracy, with a potential 20-year prison sentence for each charge. Over 7 years, Smith's fabricated catalog reportedly amassed billions of streams, utilizing unique artist names and titles to blend in with legitimate acts. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American martial artist and actor, Chuck Norris. And he said, "I've always found that anything worth achieving will always have obstacles in the way, and you've got to have that drive and determination to overcome those obstacles en route to whatever it is that you want to accomplish." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.